And so, as we just heard, before Merkel, there was Macron, a bromance. And this week also saw the confirmation of Mike Pompeo as Secretary of State. He's already in Brussels. And this morning at a White House event, the president took some credit for the thaw in relations between North and South Korea and possible denuclearization there.
When I began, people were saying that was an impossibility. They said there were two alternatives. Let them have what they have or go to war. And now we have a much better alternative than anybody thought even possible.
But it was also a week where Dr. Ronny Jackson, Trump's nominee to lead the Veterans Affairs Department, withdrew as misconduct allegations surfaced. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt was grilled by Congress for 6 hours about ethical lapses. And President Trump gave a meandering Fox News interview that at the very least caused him some more legal problems. Let's bring in Beth Fooey, senior politics editor for NBC and MSNBC. And welcome, Beth.
Thanks for having me.
So can Trump, you know, claim some credit for Korea and the thaw that's going on there?
Well, he's doing it, so I guess he can do it. And look, if this proves to be fruitful and something that a lot of foreign policy experts would have called impossible not long ago, the reunification of the peninsula and the denuclearization of North Korea, he will certainly have played a role in that. He's engaged personally, which American presidents typically have not done at the level that Trump is doing right now. Hmm. I mean, yes, he's called Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, little rocket man. But also earlier this week, he referred to him as honorable, not a term that is often used for him, certainly by the Western powers. I mean, it wasn't long ago, as you guys recall, that President George W. Bush referred to North Korea as part of the axis of evil. So the fact that we have a Republican president, reaching out in this way, he said he would meet with Kim Jong-un, but they are supposedly going to have a summit sometime soon. The fact that he sent his now Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, then the CIA director, over, who then met personally with Kim Jong-un as well, is showing a level of diplomatic engagement that we have not really seen in the past. But there's a lot of details that still need to be worked out, of course.
Sure. And people are pointing to other times in history, to Reagan, you know, bringing down the wall in the Soviet Union. But then they also are reminded that critics of that thinking say that actually the Soviet Union was collapsing on its own accord, and our intelligence didn't even know that. Today, China says that Chinese scientists claim an important North Korean nuclear testing site was partially destroyed in a recent earthquake. It's thought that might be the reason why Kim Jong-un declared that he was suspending missile testing. So it could be that the North is falling on its own. But, you know, many of his supporters are pointing to the president's language and saying this is what made it work. Let's listen to White House advisor Kellyanne Conway this morning on Fox News.
I think many elements of the swamp are still not accustomed to Trump-Pence pace. They operate on swamp speed. But when you see actions like this around the globe, you recognize the difference it makes to have a non-politician who's been thinking about these issues for many years in a very different way.
So there you have it. I mean, we just want to lay out that there are those who are supporting. We're just going to have to see how this plays out, Beth Fooey, as you said. But let's move to the Russia investigation, because this morning the House Intelligence Committee ended its investigation of Russian election interference. They released a highly redacted 200-plus page report that Democrats on the committee refused to endorse. It found no Trump campaign collusion with Russians. It faulted both the Trump and Clinton campaigns for poor judgment and ill-considered actions on Russia. Where are we on the Russia investigation the end of this week?
Well, we are at a place where we've been for a long time, which is that ultimately the special counsel is going to render a judgment, a report, an assessment of what went on, and that is going to be the ultimate arbiter of what may or may not have occurred. This House Intelligence Committee report was discredited long before it was even fully released. The House Republicans, as you guys know, released sort of a partial version of this a couple of months ago, and this is the full version. And even back then, Democrats were crying foul that it was incomplete, that lots of witnesses that should have been brought in for interviews were not, that the House Republicans were more concerned about protecting the president than really getting to the bottom of what happened. So look, we're in such a politically polarized moment in our history that almost nothing about the Russia investigation has been done without the taint of partisanship. That's why the special counsel was brought in. The idea was, anyway, that he's sort of a neutral outside arbiter, free of politics, who can just look at the facts and explain to us what happened. Of course, that too is may not be the case because the president and many of his allies have gone on the warpath against the special counsel, the FBI, the Justice Department. So when the special counsel's report comes out, it too will be challenged. But the House Intelligence Committee certainly is not going to be the final assessment. The Senate Intelligence Committee is going to produce a report as well. And as I said initially, the special counsel, who's got incredible resources at his command and has been studying this now for some year and a half almost, with some of the best investigators in Washington, will come up with a judgment that will be the one that is to be rendered to history.
Beth, I want to follow up briefly on that. I mean, the report does confirm this sustained Russian policy to try to interfere in U.S. politics. I mean, can't Democrats and Republicans at least agree on that?
Well, as we've seen, President Trump will barely even acknowledge that. I mean, he'll say it looks like the Russians interfered, but then he'll say it could have been China, it could have been someone else. You know, the famous 400-pound guy on the bed. Yeah. He's never fully embraced the notion that Russia did this so systematically and aggressively. Others in his administration have, but he does not. And until and unless the president does that, he is not sending the firm message that this was done, that it is a problem that remains. And that a problem going forward unless there's an aggressive action to stop it.
Beth, we only have a minute left. I have to ask you, we had the president's nominee for the VA, Ronnie Jackson, withdraw his name. We had Scott Pruitt be grilled. And in the middle of this, I remember looking over and Eric said, we were on the air, and Eric said, I think Mike Pompeo just got confirmed as Secretary of State. And yet, who knew? I mean, it just got completely rolled over. Just your sense of this week for the White House.
I mean, every week, you know, we come here on Fridays and say there's never been a week like this in the presidency. And of course, every week we're saying that. So gosh, only knows what's going to happen next week. But look, this week was very significant. The loss of Ronnie Jackson as potential VA secretary was huge. That's a major agency that is still unmanned at this point. The Pompeo replacing Rex Tillerson, who was also sort of systematically fired by the president, that's perhaps a move forward. There'll be some more activity there and hopefully some more diplomatic efforts out of that building. But it's every week is another crazy song and dance.
Every week is. Beth Fooey is senior politics editor for NBC and MSNBC. Thank you.
Thank you.